The state capitol became a stage Monday for Utahns to call on President Barack Obama. Some asked him to declare a Bears Ears National Monument. Others pledged to fight it. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Both sides held back-to-back news conferences Monday as rumors heated up that the president will declare a monument in southeastern Utah this week. Native American leaders addressed a standing-room-only crowd filled with Protect Bears Ears posters. Sean Chapoose is a leader of the Ute tribe.
In the past, we've sat back and idly just not commented. Well, I'm here to tell you we're here to comment now. And we're here to fight. We're here to stand if we need to. Not because we want to, because we have no choice.
National Monument supporters are asking Obama to give Native Americans a stronger voice over local lands and to protect archaeological resources. But opponents say it would undermine local control and tribal traditions. They jammed into the opulent Gold Room to hear from elected leaders like Utah Senator Mike Lee.
We will use every tool in our arsenal to undo what you'll be doing by designating this monument, by working with the new Congress in the new year and with the new administration to undo that.
Lee told the president of Bears Ears National Monument would be the wrong way to protect the land and the people.
Mr. President, we beg of you, don't do this.
In a month, Republicans will control the White House, the U.S. Senate, and the U.S. House. Judy Faze, KUER News.